Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
You are the fairest, but there is another destined to surpass you. Consume her heart and you shall live forever.
Find me someone who doesn't fear the dark forest to hunt her down.
Okay, here's the deal. Snow White and the Huntsman is this year's second adaptation of the Grimm Brothers fairy tale. It takes itself more seriously than Mirror Mirror did, but I really wish we could have had some middle ground here. Charlize Theron plays an evil queen who uses magic to stay young. She is threatened by Snow White, who has become fairer than her and threatens to undo the queen's power. Forget the fact that in no universe, Kristen Stewart is fairer than Charlize Theron. If you can get past this, the movie looks beautiful with amazing production design. However, the cast chews this gorgeous scenery throughout the entire film. Stewart's acting is embarrassing, with her talents ruined by the Twilight franchise. She actually tries an accent, but suffers a Kevin Costner-esque epic fail. The film's directed by first-timer Rupert Sanders, who stumbles in all the pitfalls that a first-time director does, only he has about $170 million to do so. This makes what could have been a cool 90-minute twist on the Snow White tale tough to swallow at a bloated 2-hour-plus running time. Snow White and the Huntsman gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.